Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This term in Arabic, qanata, to be obedient to someone, qanitun or qanitat in the Quran, it means obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about someone who does something terrible, like those who say that Allah has children, or those who are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of this passage, He will say that He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. So when you translate this verse literally, it says that everyone or everything is obedient to Him, but when you compare this to the beginning of the passage, it doesn't add up. Like when you say they took Jesus, for example, as the Son of God or God, then at the end of the passage, it says, for example, كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. Like for example, in chapter 2, verse 116, there is also in Surah Rum, chapter 30, verse 26, كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. If they deny Him and they worship someone else and they ascribe other gods to Him, when the ayah concludes with كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ, Allah is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ, it doesn't mean that everyone and everything is obedient to Him. Because how come they worship other gods and how come they are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But the actual meaning of this word كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ in this context, it means that everyone and everything in this world, including the deniers and the disbelievers, they submit to His will. It is His will for them to lead them to stray or to worship someone else. This is His will, and this is why they are able to do something like this. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forcing them to believe in Him, then they wouldn't be able to do it. So we shouldn't translate it as everyone is obedient to Him. We should say everyone submits to His will, whether they do the right thing or the wrong thing. Thank you. Salam.